Podcast friends, my name is David Lee, and you're listening to the Inspire Design Create podcast, giving freelance filmmakers a voice, sharing their stories, and connecting the world of cinematography, commercial filmmaking, and starting your own business together. Let's go. Alrighty, this is episode one of the Inspire Design Create podcast. I am your host, David Lee. For those of you who don't know me, I am a commercial cinematographer. I am a documentary filmmaker. I own and operate a production company called Legendary Media House. We do a lot of commercial films, branded docu type of content for businesses and brands in the California area. And I also have a YouTube channel where I talk about all kinds of stuff, from gear reviews to lighting breakdowns to my own personal thoughts and inspirations for, you know, why I do certain things in the realm of cinematography, and also kind of just giving my own, you know, thoughts and opinions, as we all should, right? So where do we start? I think we should probably start from the beginning, as this is sort of like this is basically an intro to who I am and also why I started this podcast, right? So to, you know, go back, I think for all of us that are in the realm of a filmmaking, indie filmmaking or commercials or weddings, whatever it is that you do, there's always like a backstory. And so my backstory was watching movies as, you know, a young child, 6 years old, 7 years old with my parents. We used to go down to the local video store. Not many of those around, and we would rent VHS tapes, you know, kung fu movies, like the 2 hour long theatrical ones, you know, and I would watch them, you know, Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays with my mom and dad in the living room. And I don't know exactly what it was, but it was probably a combination of the grandiose, the theatrics, the drama, the characters, and also the action, right, all tied into a three act story. And that sort of inspired me, you know. I would just, again, watch hours upon hours of these VHS movies. And so fast forward, you know, a few years later, a little bit older, still like in grade or middle school, and my uncle, 1 year, he gave me this little pop-up book. And it had just different pages of different environments and things like that. And I remember specifically one of them was like a park. It had like monkey bars and bushes. And I would put together like my little G.I. Joe figures and like Transformers. And I would create little sequences. I would create kind of like mini short films with choreographing fight scenes and plotting, you know, where this person is going to go, you know, like blocking, you know, in a way. And it just evolved from there. So many, many, many years later in college, I used to teach karate, believe it or not. So I used to teach karate, and, one way to market a school, a gym or a fitness studio, whatever, you know, wherever you are, is, you know, you can do, you can create flyers and print advertising, all the really, crappy things that you really don't want to do, you know, and more than half the time, none of it really is to any avail. You know, maybe like 5 or 10% of the time, putting flyers on people's windshields, and you literally just watch them take the flyer and throw it off their windshield. So that kind of sucks. And so, you know, a few of us got together and we thought, you know, there's got to be a better way to do this, right? So one of our other instructors, Sensei Gary, a good guy, he had a Canon camcorder that he used to tape himself like doing Tai Chi and stuff like that. And so I asked him, I was like, hey, can I use that every now and then? He's like, yeah, sure, go, you know, take it and do whatever you want. So I started to film myself and film some of our black belts. And I just fell in love with the whole content creation, right? And fell in love with editing and taught myself how to edit an iMovie and how to just, you know, basic cuts and the free transitions that came with iMovie and the 3D titles and stuff like that, you know? So I really fell in love with content marketing, content content creation and that sort of grassroots level of marketing and advertising, you know. But, you know, martial arts doesn't pay the bills, well, at least for me at the time, going to college and finishing my undergrad. And, you know, I had no idea really where I wanted to go. Technology has always been something that I was good at, you know, skillful at, and I did enjoy it, and I still do. And I used to build computers in high school for friends and go to like the Pomona Fairplex and source out parts and spend like a whole day building a computer up, right? So I decided to pursue a career in information technology. And some time goes by. This is kind of like the brief version, because I know you guys have better things to do than to listen to my individual little story, right? So, you know, some time goes by and I get a couple of Microsoft certifications and cool, you know, like, I guess I'm supposed to find a job now and start a career in IT. And, you know, I really didn't have a plan. It was sort of just like, what else am I going to do, right? So when you're in that mindset of perhaps you feel trapped in a way, or you feel like there's just no direction, sometimes it's better just to take a direction than to not be doing anything at all. Or so I thought at the time, right? So I spend 7 years working in information technology for some of the largest tech companies in California, Southern California, now Northern California. You know, 7 years, I end up being the global manager of infrastructure, traveling to like Israel and Taiwan and Canada and Atlanta. And, you know, kind of handling things such as like mergers and acquisitions and the infrastructure behind acquiring technology and stuff like that, you know. And during that whole long time, I was still making little short stuff on my phone or on my little point-and-shoot cameras because that never left me. You know, like movies and films and stories never left me. But the operations of it, right, like actually like shooting things for like commercials or even like not high-end commercials, right, but like stuff for the karate school or for a local business, like that stuff, like, you know, died out. And, you know, it got to a certain point where you just get tired, man. You know, you just get tired of the mundane. Every day is the same damn thing from, you know, in my case, it was like 5:30 in the morning to 10 p.m. at night every day, 7 days a week. And that gets old, you know, and especially when we don't really love it. It's just sort of you get paid a pretty good salary and you just, you know, kind of live your life that way. But like I said, again, I got to a certain, I guess a certain peak in my life where I was like, you know, there's gotta be something more to life right now. And so I decide to, you know, quit my corporate job. And that was mostly inspired, not in a really happy way, but, you know, in 2016, one of my good friends, Lino Neri, he committed suicide. He shot himself in the head in his backyard, and it just sucks, man. You know, like his oldest daughter, found him on a Sunday morning, just outside on a chair, the hole in his head, you know? So that really got me thinking, like, you know, this is someone that I knew. You know, we trained martial arts together. I knew his entire family. We, you know, barbecues and birthdays and kids events and, you know, all sorts of things, man. And so when it happens in your own personal life, that definitely impacts you in a way where you really start to think about like what's really important in life and what isn't important in life. So yeah, that inspired me to really think about my life and where I'm going. And I didn't have a plan when I quit. I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm pretty fed up with all of, you know, working for a company that really just didn't care about anyone. They really just cared about their top line revenue and appeasing their investors, right? So, man, gotta be something better than this, you know? And I didn't have a plan, but I figured, you know, I'm always kind of, I've always been the person that's sort of, you jump first, ask questions later, you know, or you figure out how to land on the way down. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But so I chose that route and I quit my job. And for about half a year, I was just trying to figure out like, what do I really want to do? What really inspires me to wake up every day and to continue on for, you know, 60, 70 odd more years. I'm 36 years old right now. And it took me about half a year, and I was watching one of Philip Bloom's documentaries, like 2016, and it just hit me, you know, like, oh, like, that's what I want to do. You know, I want to make inspiring stories, you know, and what better way than through the medium of visual arts, through films, right? And so that's where we are today. Owning a production company that's still in its still infancy. You know, we're still growing. We still have a ton of more growth to do over the next however long I'm alive, you know. And documentaries, you know, documentary films, I try to do at least once a year, even though I do like branded docu type work. So you guys don't know what branded documentary type work is. It's basically, you know, a brand or a company. They have this vision for a commercial or for a commercial campaign, and they want to be able to tell, like, kind of in a verite way, using either real people or using actors that are portraying real life events in some way, shape, or form. So it kind of looks like a documentary, but more narrative, right? And not just something you would watch on like CNN or something like that. So that's where we are. That's where we are today. As far as where do we go from here? It's to continue to grow as a cinematographer, to grow in all aspects of cinematography, to grow my own craft, and to also grow my awareness as far as what I can do and my expertise and gaining more skills, right? Skill sets. To grow my business, Legendary Media House, and make it a profitable company first and foremost. And then second is to build my own personal brand, you know, at David Lee, and see where that goes through collaborations or, you know, brand partnerships, things like that. And, you know, just have fun at the end of the day, man, you know, with everything that we do. So pretty short intro. I just wanted this to kind of be like the icebreaker, you know, like who am I? What the hell am I doing, and what am I all about, right? And so hopefully throughout the rest of this podcast, the life of the podcast, you guys can receive some value from it. You know, maybe it inspires you to start your filmmaking journey, or maybe you listen to an interview that I have coming up, and the stories that are being shared, it provides you with some sort of like perseverance or resilience to keep on going with what you're doing. And whatever that is you're doing, right? So that is it. That is it, friends. I have a couple of, I have 10 episodes lined up already, or 9 actually, I should say, since this is the first one. I have 9 episodes lined up, a mixture of interviews, a mixture of business side of things, like should you give discounts to your clients? You know, does your camera even matter? You know, so that's kind of like the theme of the podcast is, bringing value in always in many shapes and forms. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you haven't already, or if you can, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating. Again, whether it's a 1 or it's a 5-star rating, leave a rating and let me know how I'm doing, what you think. And, I will see you guys in the next episode. Ciao.